Welcome to Life Uncharted Podcast with Damola, Diana, and Shayo.
Hello. Hi, everyone, from wherever you're listening to, and welcome to the Life Uncharted Podcast. It is your fave, if you don't already know by my voice, because someone in this group is always saying that our listeners are saying that we sound alike, which we don't believe. But welcome to today's episode. My name is Shayo. If you are an old listener, you know who I am. If you're new, I am the self-proclaimed podcast fave. And as always, I have with me the two bestest, was the word to even describe them, co-hosts in the world, my two favorite girls. Please introduce yourselves.
Because you see every week that we'll be introducing ourselves.
Absolutely, because we might have new listeners, ma'am.
Okay, sorry. Hi, everyone. My name is Damola.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another listening, I guess. My name is Diana.
Did you say welcome to another listening?
That's what she said, though. Another listening.
And I'm not even sure why I said that, but like, yeah.
I mean, it is what they're doing. There's no listening. But yes, welcome to everyone again. Even start. I haven't hosted in such a long time, so me, I'm a little bit rusty. I've allowed Damola and Diana to be the main host because they are best at it, honestly. I'm just here to hype myself up and chat rubbish. But yeah, how's everyone doing? How was your week? What did you get up to? Catch me up. And the listeners, actually, not just me, but me mainly.
Okay. So I'm okay. I'm well, really. Nothing is really going on, but I'm excited.
Damola, we need specifics, though. What there anything interesting that happened during the week that you want to share?
Okay, something interesting. Hallelujah challenge. I don't know. I've been really consistent this year, and I'm really proud of myself. So that's something interesting. And no. Forget all of that. What's really interesting for me is the fact that this past episode, we had a lot of shares. And it made me wonder. I didn't say listens. I said shares.
Okay,
and it made me wonder because I'm just like, were people feeling guilty? Was it something from their heart? Or was the
right home?
Though, like, there was someone that sent me a voice note and she was like, oh, I haven't even listened to the episode, but I just said to share. So it was interesting when I listened to see what you guys talked about. So it's almost like she was trying to say, I shared because I wanted to, not because of what people talked about. And I just thought that was interesting. So,
guilty conscience, she's lying.
This is quite interesting. This is very, very interesting to me. Well, yeah, I see that.
Why, Diana? Why is it interesting?
It's just very interesting. Okay, why are you sharing it?
Exactly. It's guilty conscience, Damola. Let her know, like,
it's not just her. At least her, she said something. There were a lot of people that shared for the first time this week. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. We welcome all of the support. I just noticed that the things about this person, I don't think it's a one-off thing because even prior to now, she's always giving me feedback about the episode. So I know that it's not like, oh, she just says to do it just because. I just thought it was interesting that a lot more people either shared like the post on Instagram or they shared the link. At least, I don't know about you guys, but I'm talking about people I know in like just monitoring. And to be honest, me, it didn't make me feel some type of way. Me, I was even happy because I'm just like, the more people that see it, the better. Obviously, I have my regulars that would always share, come rain, come shine. But it was nice to see that more of the people I know, more of my friends were able to do that. So I appreciate you guys. Don't mind Shaya and Diana. I love it. Please continue sharing next week too.
Please mind us. But if guilty conscience is what is actually leading you to share, we don't mind either. But yeah, we're side-eyeing you a little bit. At least I am.
Why?
Like, I don't think Why? I would. I honestly, this is me. There's nothing I share that I don't listen to, actually. Like, I'm not just going to share because somebody did it. I'm actually going to listen to what I'm sharing. Like, that's the way I am. But, okay, sure. Whatever works.
You people are too extra, honestly, because I don't know, people cannot win with you. You would ask people to support you. Then the next thing you are saying, oh, is guilty conscience.
Yeah, please. Support from your heart. Why are you sharing without listening? Support from your heart.
You know what I was saying? When I was saying it last week, people were saying that, no, 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 no. What if? As I said, I'm only going to support what I believe in. I'm not saying I'm not going to. I mean, I believe in what my friends do. But I'm not just... Let me just end it there, Sha. Let's continue.
See, we're going to talk about last week's topic again.
Yeah, I know.
And
but
I
guys,
don't want us to do that.
Don't listen to the last episode.
Don't listen to Shayon
content. No, you must. You must. Don't mind Damola. There's two of us and we are the voice of reason, not Damola. But listen to our last episode if you want to get some context on the conversation that we're having.
And please, if you want to keep sharing, share away.
Yeah, we'll table that conversation until another day. But Diana, yeah, you haven't caught us up. How was your week?
To be honest, my week was just there. Nothing major, nothing minor, everything there. I know Damola talked about Hallelujah Challenge and it's been kicking my ass because I haven't, like, I start and then I sleep off and I feel so bad when I wake up because I'm not that person that goes back to listen to what has already happened. Do you understand? It don't happen. And we move. But like,
yeah,
I can see. I'll see how the remaining days like pan out, and I hope I can like fully join in because I love joining in with the Hallelujah Challenge. And the thing about Hallelujah Challenge is that me, I have to wake up by 6 o'clock because me too, I have my own prayers at 6 o'clock. So yeah, it's quite interesting. I think somebody asked me, I was like, "Do you sleep? Because by 12 o'clock you're sharing Hallelujah Challenge. By 6 o'clock you're up and sharing another one. Do you sleep at all?" Oh, like I actually sleep. But yeah, I think it's quite interesting. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's great. How has my week been? I was saying to Damla before we even started recording, I just felt like I had a really long week. It was eventful. It was fun. I had a good time or enjoyable time. Like Sunday, I went on a trip with my sister. Most of the week was working, but then there was Valentine's Day. So I had a little nice day with my man. It was really fun. It was enjoyable.
Sorry, we're not doing my man. I'm sorry. This is
funny. Sorry to the same. We are choking you
Hi,
out.
Hi, man. Hello.
In this group.
I think you have,
in this group, Diana is the one that has been
you
choked.
You have become the this thing of the podcast, the fourth person.
Unofficial fourth person. He's not even here, Diana, but all right, sure. But yeah, today was supposed to be, you know, weekend. I actually had an event that I was supposed to go for today that I had registered for. But honestly, I slept late. By the time I woke up, I'm like, I was meant to be there at like 12. I woke up at like 10:30. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. So I've just been chilling. But actually, guys, so if you again go and listen to last week's episode, not that you were just sharing, did you actually listen? Damola was sort of asking us questions on Q1, even though we said we will not bring it up again, how January and February have sort of gone so far. But I was so excited for myself this week because I read two whole books this week. Between Sunday and Friday, I've read two books. And that
oh,
is
wow. That's
yeah,
amazing.
Right? I know. So I don't even know how I managed
and
to accomplish that, but I feel so
my
proud of
myself.
My
January book is still here. My January read list is still not read.
Sorry to you. But yeah, I felt so good. The fact, because like just the last episode, I was feeling it. I just said, oh, I started reading, but in 1 week, I've read two books. So I'm trying to keep up that pace. We'll see how this next week goes again. But yeah, but funny thing, before we actually start into the topic of today, I was today again, chill day. I didn't really get too much, but you know, guys, you guys know I'm a TikTok girly, and TikTok is the place. If you're not on TikTok, go download the app and live your best life and enjoy yourself. But I've literally spent most of today watching a TikTok of some woman. I know you guys haven't seen this, so I'll give you the gist. So there's this woman in 2020, like COVID times. She's American, African-American. She met some man and, you know, they started their little relationship and ended up getting married. Within 6 months of their marriage, she filed for divorce. Why did Auntie file for divorce? She filed for divorce because she found out that this guy was a psychotic person. Like, he was a pathological liar. He lied about, literally, just the main gist was that this man will be, you know, at 6 a.m. on the phone saying he's having a conversation with his brother for like 45 minutes. Come to find out, this man was talking to nobody. Like, there was nobody on the end of the line. And he did this every day for a year that they were together. She found out. I'm not joking. Yeah, legit.
That is crazy.
Exactly.
When you said he's psychotic, I thought maybe he has a diagnosis of like some sort of psychosis or something.
He is, obviously I'm not qualified to diagnose him, but he's insane. He was talking to siblings, talking to aunts, cousins.
In other words,
first of all, the majority of some of these people. Exactly, Diana. Imaginary family and friends, imaginary job, imaginary everything. So there's like 52 parts on TikTok that she's been recording telling us. That's what we said. She really needs to sell the rights, first of all, of this Hollywood story. Like Tyler Perry or someone. But yeah, it was funny because segue to, you know, this past week was Valentine's Day and she started releasing those videos on Valentine's Day because her birthday is the day after Valentine's Day. And I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, it's really hard out here if you're single and trying to meet a man, because she is a religious person. She was saying in the videos that this is something she's really wanted, a family. And she really believed like, oh, it's my time. Like maybe, you know, God has finally decided that, oh, it's time for me to have that dream that I've always had. So she was ignoring the flashing red lights. The red lights, even though he was trying to be believable. Like, why would you wake up every morning and be having imaginary conversations with your siblings? And he'd be like, oh, hey, she's over here. She started doing some digging. Eventually, she had a phone call with his real family when she kicked him out. He went to them and told them that, oh, this girl has kicked me out because I caught her cheating. So his cousin called her and was like, oh, he's here saying this and this and that, but he's been lying since he was a child. So I just wanted to find out, did you actually cheat on him? And then she started to uncover more. But yeah, it's hard out here. Please, sis and aunties and girls, protect yourself, because people in these streets are dangerous, right? They're very, very dangerous. But segue, I wish you well in your relationship.
I find
that, I know, but you guys are what TikTok.
Religious people are kind of like the most I don't have any this thing to back it up, by the way. So this is just me saying. But I find it interesting that religious people are the most scammed into this thing. And it just makes sense.
You think?
I have a question.
Yeah. Anyway, what's my own?
I have a question. These who are religious people?
Ooh, good question, Damola. Dana.
I don't know why I say religious people.
Are you a religious person?
That's very interesting. Because I don't like to say, sometimes I don't like to say Christians, because I don't think that everybody that calls themselves like Christian is a Christian. That's why, I don't know why I say religious people, to be very honest, but yeah, religious. I think religious people, to me, I would want to say that religious people are the people that, would I say follow Bible to the T, I guess. It's not like a bad thing.
Wait though, do you follow Bible to the T?
I'm trying to, it's not a bad thing, do you understand? But it's just the way, I don't know when did I start saying religious people? Crazy, because I'm realizing that I say religious people.
Instead of Muslim,
yes,
or
Muslim, yes.
Interesting. That is very interesting. Okay. We'll definitely have another episode.
I'm not having around
clues, because
I don't even know why I say
that. So that we sort of deconstruct why that is. But yeah, you guys know we have been getting lots of inspiration sort of from social media and TikTok. I said not TikTok, actually Twitter, but I'm no longer on Twitter. And I love to announce that to people because that app was really doing a number on me. But in the past couple of weeks, there was a video that circulated of she's a Nigerian, what's she, a pop star? But a Nigerian singer, anyways, a young woman, Ayo Starr, if that's how to pronounce her name correctly. And there was a video of her going around, it was an event, and I think the event was to honor a particular Nigerian musician, right? So that's what he is, Damola, because myself, I don't want to say I don't know who he is, but I do know who he is.
I think I'll be really offended.
When did you find out?
It's not real to everybody listening.
When did you find out?
No, I've always known who he is, Dana. Excuse me, you don't even know who he is. But so this video went around and she came into the event. There was, I think, her manager or somebody was behind her, and she was sort of greeting and saying hello to all these elderly men. And she's a young 20-something girl. If you don't know, if you are not African, or if you're not from our side of the world, particular if you're not Yoruba, for example, there is a lot of respect that is given to people who are older than you. So anywhere from siblings up until like grandparents, right? So again, in your community, even though for her this is a work event, right, that's not her family member, but if you go to an event and you see people who are senior, I say that in quotes, to you in the industry or in their setting, you sort of have to pay them their respect, quote unquote. And so this video circulated. She said hello to all of them. I think she shook their hands. I watched the video, but I don't remember the details now. She shook their hands, and then there was just like some controversy around how she wasn't respectful enough. And, you know, there was just this debate that started that the young people, Gen Z and so on, don't respect their elders and whatnot. And it really got me thinking about how much we rate respect, or how highly we sort of put it on a pedestal. And another reason why I thought about this, because I was talking to my niece also within that same week, and she had spoken to me about how in her school, she's British by the way, in a British secondary school, and spoken to me about how like the teachers speak to the students in a very condescending, rude, rough tone sometimes. And I was saying to her, and I called her name, she's named after me by the way, and I was just like, oh, like, you know, regardless, like, these people are older than you, you should not talk back to them type of ways, what I was saying to her. And then she said something and she was like, well, I mean, why are they also talking to us like we don't have brains and we're not human beings? And in my mind, I was like, she actually has a fair point, because there's this thing where adults, or just older people in general, feel that because a person is younger, they are not able to comprehend what we're saying, or you just don't feel like they know enough. So I was like, yeah, fair point. You are actually right. Regardless of your age, you should be spoken to with respect. So yeah, it got me thinking about that. Now I'm going to ask both of you a question. First of all, did you see this video? What did you think of it? Because before I actually saw the video, in my mind, I'm like, there's no way this girl did. She's a Yoruba girl at the end of the day, Gen Z or not. I've watched videos of her speak about like her mom. So I know that she's not somebody who sort of disrespects elders. There was also some comments saying, because Burna Boy's mom was in the circle, and how she ignored Burna Boy's mom and this and that. So first question is, did you guys actually see this video, and what do you think of it? Did you find that she was disrespectful, or were you like, what is exactly going on? And then the second question is your thoughts on sort of respect in general and respecting your elders.
I would definitely, so if you would like to
go first, let's go with Diana. Yes, Diana is who I actually want to speak first,
because first of all, I think people don't have enough problems in this world. That's the first thing. That's why you should be so concerned if somebody is greeting or somebody is not greeting. I mean, excuse me, what is the, I don't see the big deal about it. If I greet him, if I don't greet him, what's the purpose? Okay, because another thing is, I know that she came to come and say, oh, that's not what happened. She too, she's even the cause of our problem, because I would have ignored whatever was going on.
Then, please.
Because it's, I think people like projecting. And when you allow their projection get to you, you start to shalaye for no reason whatsoever. People like respect because they lack respect. Like them on themselves, oh, they lack respect. That's why they want other people to respect them. I mean, it's the thing of, as I said, if you actually have problems in this world, that video will not bother you. And it's not to say that I have problems, or I don't have problems, but I did not see anything wrong in that video. Thank you and God bless.
Okay. Damola, thoughts?
Okay. Actually, I saw the video kind of after the whole backlash started because I was quite curious as to what happened. Speaking on that video, really, I don't think she meant to be rude or disrespectful. I think probably she was nervous or caught up in the moment. I don't think she would intentionally do that only because I expect her to be more aware as a Yoruba person, right? So there are certain things you don't do. So away from that video...
Is Ira Yoruba?
Yes, she is.
Diana, you didn't know that. So yes, Diana, Ayasta is actually Yoruba, but Damola, yes, back to you about what you were saying about her.
So I said that I don't think it was an intentional thing from her part. I don't think she meant to be disrespectful. So keeping all of that to one side, the actual action, right? Let's say we're not talking about her now. We're just talking generally. I don't think it's something that I can do just because of how I was raised, right? The way I was taught, you don't, you know, stretch out your hand to shake someone that is older than you. If they put out their hands, you can receive it, but it's not something, it just does not show that you're respectful. And I really like that because I think that, and I'm just saying, oh, someone that is 1 year or 2 years older than me, this is someone that can literally be my grandfather. I would not greet my dad like that. I will not greet. And this is not even about, I just feel like I think the action in itself was disrespectful. I'm not saying she meant to be disrespectful, but based on what I thought and just based on my own upbringing and outlook to life, that was disrespectful.
That is so interesting. Okay, so two differing opinions. I mean, from day one, we already know Diana does not have respect for anybody. She does not care. But again, there's two Yoruba girls on this podcast. If you guys didn't know, Damola and I are Yoruba. So we all had very different upbringings. In Damola's mind, that was sort of disrespectful. For in my mind, while I was also raised Yoruba, I'm just like, I'm going to shake your hand. I'm going to put my hand out, first of all, because hello is saying what? Hello, sir.
Sorry.
I give you a handshake.
I have a question. Sorry, Shari. When she put her
yes, hand, Diana.
Did he not put his hand out?
He did.
So why did he put it back in his pocket?
No, Diana, please. But I completely understand what Damola is saying. But I actually honestly did not expect you to say that. So I'm very, very intrigued now, Damola. So what is it about? So is it a thing where you felt like, or again, being how you were raised, what part of her being the one to bring her hand out first and not waiting for him to acknowledge her? Because again, remember, he was already seated, so he was already in a position of whatever position he was in, right? So in my mind, I would imagine, oh, I am the younger person walking into the room, so I sort of say, oh, hello, sir, how are you doing? And I, you know, stretch my hand out to shake. So what would have been the more respectful, in your opinion, approach? What was the correct way you think she should have greeted him?
So again, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about myself.
Okay.
Because I think it's important. Because I feel like if I was in that kind of environment, someone that is young, you're filled with, like, there's so many people around, you know, people are like telling you what to do, maybe. So you are nervous, you can get a bit flustered, right? So I can't even say what I would have done in that situation. But in a regular day, when I see people that are older than me, one of two things, I would attempt to, obviously, most times my knees doesn't touch the floor. That's for, it depends, right? Sometimes there's like a kind of curtsy, half knee, and I greet. And they can now, you know, stretch out their hand and say, ah, how are you? Or, oh, come, or stand up, or something, right? I don't go around saying, oh, hello, and I put out my hand. Like, what is that?
Right.
Just honestly, this is just how I see things. I have never done it before.
I understand, but Damola, the person was sitting, right?
And I will still kneel, especially for someone. The truth is, it really depends, right? I won't see like a DME and kneel down.
Why not? DME, he's still older than you.
DME is still older than you. And that's why. But then that's the thing. I feel like it's not black and white like that, right? There are people that are like, let's say, auntie type of, or you can greet them, or good afternoon, ma, or good afternoon, auntie, or something, right? You don't have to, like, all the way say kneel. But I feel like someone that can be at least the way I was taught, someone that can be a parental figure. So let's say an auntie of mine that is, let's say, as old as my mom or has children as old as me, or like someone that is like my father's age mate, someone that is older than my parents. There's just a respect that I accord my parents, I would accord to them, even if they're not my parents. So I will not go and greet my dad and say hello and I shake his hand. No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, quick question. So this is random though, but when you greet your dad, how do you greet him? Like what's a typical greeting?
So it depends. So if, let's say, I haven't seen my dad in a while or something, there can be like a hug. But on a regular, let's say if I see my dad first thing in the morning, I'll greet him and I'll kind of curtsy. I wouldn't kneel all the way to the floor just because my dad doesn't really like it. But I would curtsy. There's a kind of like, oh, daddy, good morning. And I curtsy. It's almost reflex. It's not something I have to think about and say, oh, this is something I want to do. I have never gone to my dad and said, daddy, good morning, and I stretch out my hand. Why am I doing that?
No, okay, not stretching out your hand, but you don't have to do anything. Almost, just say, daddy, good morning.
Yeah, exactly, Dana. Thank you. Damla, is that a thing that happens?
I think that we probably cannot agree on this because, again, the way I see things is really based on my upbringing, mm-hmm, and how I was raised. And there's some things that I would consider disrespectful. For example, I mean, KSA is iconic. I don't understand what people are saying. So anyway, let's even say, let me use an example, right? Pastor Adeboye, he's like 82 now. Imagine I see him. How can I greet and bring out my hand? He can bring out his hand and I will take it. But if I see him, my two knees are on the ground. Greeting.
Interesting. Okay. I love this.
Very interesting.
I love this.
Like, this is... there was even a particular day in this UK that I almost knelt down and I didn't think. I was greeting somebody's parents and it was more of like, it just happened because the person was a lot older. I don't know how to explain it, but I think that if you were raised a certain way and culturally, that is our culture. Before the whole everything that came with, you know, westernization and colonization and whatnot. I'm not saying everybody's culture because I know in some cultures in Nigeria,
yes,
kneeling is not a thing. But for Yoruba people, it is a thing.
Yeah, I have a question also. Because now, I mean, I didn't know Ira was Yoruba, but now I do. Now it's the thing of if Ira wasn't Yoruba, would you expect that of her?
So the thing is, if she wasn't Yoruba, I probably wouldn't. Because I'll just say like, she does not know. But I think that there are still people that are non-Yoruba who understand the cultural nuances, who gets that, okay, let's say someone like Princess now, right? Let me use Princess.
I agree. Yeah.
She hates me. Princess grew up most of her life in Lagos. She's not Yoruba. But because of that, there are people that she will greet, that she would like bend to greet. Only because she grew up in a certain culture that she understood that's what is obtainable.
So I think for me, this is a problem I have. Because at the end of the day, let's assume that they don't know each other from anywhere. Do you get? They don't know, she doesn't know he's Yoruba, he doesn't know. I'm just saying, let's just assume that. Is that expected? And people know, is that expected of her? Like, because at the end of the day, you can be respectful, but not in the way that is culturally, I don't know, accepted to the other person or to other people, but you're still respectful. You're not insulting the person or anything. I find that very, like, I don't know, it rubs me the wrong way. And also, I know I joke a lot, but I actually, like, I'm actually sort of being serious sometimes when I say that. I don't know if I can actually marry a Yoruba person. Like I'm not even trying to...
Okay, so this is going into a different topic.
No.
I know, I understand what you're saying, Diana, because you've said this to me in the past.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a thing, because I know that I'm not lacking respect. But there are just certain things that are expected, and you're like, it's not... And maybe the day you don't do it, they will now say that you're the most disrespectful person. But in your head, it wasn't anything. Do you understand? It wasn't just... It's not something that is a big deal. So at the end of the day, to be honest, it's just... I guess it's just... This is not my...
I have a problem if people just sit and say, oh, because you didn't do this, you are automatically disrespectful. I think that, and that's why I kept stressing that based on what I will do, based on my upbringing, based on how I see things, this is how I would act. I have friends who don't kneel to greet anybody. I don't tag them rude or disrespectful. I think that we just have to understand cultural differences and what might be expected culturally. For example, someone that is, let's say, not Yoruba, right, goes to see someone, you know, let's say the guy's family is Yoruba. I think that even if you are not Yoruba, just understanding that cultural difference, I'm not saying do it every time. I'm not saying that your knees touch the floor, but just as a sign of this is what this person considers respect. Just or kind of bend a little bit to greet. It won't cost you anything. I feel like my own point is understanding cultural differences. I will not brand or just say someone is disrespectful or whatever just because of one singular action, which is why I really didn't want to speak on what she did. I just think that there are cultural differences and we need to understand that for a lot of people, even though we're getting as Western as we can, it is still something that is prevalent in Nigeria and we should be aware of it. Just one example. Remember when Shafi Bello said that thing where she's like, some people just come up to her and say, oh, hi, Shaf.
That was exactly what I was going to talk about. And she's like, yes.
What? Hello? You see me and say, hey. She's like, what? How can you see me and say, hey? And other people will say, ah, is not doing too much. But for her, she's like, say ma'am, auntie, something, because that's what she understands as respect. Do you get? And that's really my point.
Let me say something, because we're saying that everybody should be aware of that everyone is different culturally. But why is it that the recipient never wants to understand? It's always like, okay.
I don't think it's so much about the recipient understanding. So I see it as a when in Rome situation. So you go into someone's home or you go into a setting where the people that are there are sort of have existed for a long time. You go into a new country. There are certain traditions or there are certain behaviors that have been the norm in that context. So if you are coming in as a quote unquote younger person / newbie, you should be aware that, okay, in this setting that I am in, there are certain behaviors that are expectations.
Okay,
so again, it's up to you to what extent you choose to either, you know, respect or not even respect. Respect is not the term, but adopt those practices or not.
Yeah, I understand. And you said you should be aware. What if you're not aware?
Awareness is also in this context.
Yeah,
I know that. And again, I'm in that video with Aya Star. She did nothing wrong to me, because again, the way, and yes, Damola's point about westernization, the way the world is evolving is in a way where, because the reason why I actually wanted us to have this conversation is because I'm really not here for all this kneeling to greet this person, blah, blah, blah. That was never anything that was, especially in my nuclear family, was never an expectation my parents had of me. I literally say hi, daddy, to my dad. I don't say good morning, sir, things like that, right? So in my nuclear family, it's not an expectation. But in my extended family, there's a little bit more of that expectation. So for example, my aunt's sometimes would be, and some of my aunts, so again, different sides of my family tree, one aunt will be, call me ma. The other aunt is like, call me auntie. That's fine, right? I don't care if you call me auntie or if you call me ma. So again, these are the difference, and which is why I like that Damola was saying this is based on how I was raised. But in general, why I particularly wanted us to talk about this was because I really wanted us to investigate, why is this even a thing that is important to the elderly population or to these older people? Because we respect you, like what Diana was saying. It doesn't mean that if I bring out my hand to greet you, I'm trying to disrespect you. So why do you see it as a sign of disrespect if I look you in the eye? Because again, think about it. There's some people where you walk into a room, you're not allowed to look them in the eye. Why? Because you're older than me? or because. So these are the things that I really wanted us to investigate. So these are sort of the reasons why I really wanted us to actually go into this conversation. Because again, what you said on Shafi, it was one of the points that I was thinking of. Because when I saw that video of her, I was like, okay, what are you talking about? Because she is even one of the ones that we think are more modern. So when I heard her say that, I was like, interesting. So she's still carrying respect on her chest like this. So I was
very
like,
interesting because
but she is 59.
Yeah. She's 59. But why something. She? Yeah, 59. Go,
hey, God. Age is just a number.
Oh my God. You guys, let's be realistic. Damn, I think that, yes. Let me use an example, right? They're this family couple I know very well, let's say when I was in Hungary, right? And for the longest time, they will always tell me, oh, call me by my name, Mike and Shirley. And the closer I got to them, the harder it was for me to call them by their names. And then I started adding, oh, Mama Shirley, Papa Mike, right? Only because they took on a parental role for me and I could no longer call them by their names, because I was like, these people are literally like my grandparents. Obviously for them in their culture it's not a thing, but for me, so again they were not demanding it of me. I felt like I'm getting closer to these people are taking on a parental role. I cannot call them by their names, right? So for someone like Shafi Bello, right, for her at the end of the day, I think her point was, she's not saying call me mommy, she's like, I'm old enough to give birth to you. You don't just look at me. You won't just look at, let's say, your auntie and say, oh, hi, Cynthia, or hi, somebody, even if you don't want to call me auntie. So, hello, ma, hello, ma'am, or something, right? Because that is what is appropriate for us in Nigeria.
Not
obviously.
Really, though. Why is that appropriate for us in Nigeria?
By the way, we're in a professional setting. We're not in our family.
It's like, you are my... Yeah, exactly. Quote unquote. Sam, relax. Quote unquote, though. Yeah, in all, like, jokes aside, Damola, I'm generally asking, quote unquote, right? In these contexts, right? We're peers. Yes, Shafi is an elderly auntie. So if she's working with people that are like in their early 20s or 30s, but we're at work, and again, larger conversation is also thinking about even being in the workplace. You cannot say certain things to somebody that is on the same level as you, or somebody who is even, you are their superior, but again, you are the younger one, they are older than you, but you have to now add respect to it in the workplace. Like Dana said, you are not my family member, so why am I calling you auntie and ma?
I'm not saying auntie. So let me say something. And I think at this point, I'll rest my case because you guys are not going to let me have this one.
So when I was growing up,
we had people, let's say staff or people at school, that my aunties were not really big on us calling people uncle and auntie. So what we used to call them was, oh, Mr. Friday, Miss this, Miss that. So I feel like, for example, even in a professional setting, at work, there's some people that you call Mr. something, Miss things. So I feel like even for Shafi in this instance, if you don't want to call her auntie, be like, oh, Miss Bello or Miss Shafi or something.
Think right.
That you don't have to say auntie or uncle. They are not your auntie or they're not your uncle. You don't have to do that. You can say Miss, ma'am does not have to be for your family member. People say sir at work. It is. So I think the whole point of auntie and uncle, you can say, because growing up, there were some people like staff, especially in my auntie's house, we used to call them Mr. something, Mr. this, even like the cook or the housekeeper or something. We didn't call them by their names, but we added Mr. or Miss in front of their name, and that was polite. So I think we can do that. And
100%,
also,
yeah.
I think she has earned the right to demand that. If you're not happy with it, don't interact with her.
Okay.
Yes, I feel like people right. can do whatever they want.
Okay. Dana, wait, let her finish.
No, just finish. She said just finish.
And back to Shia's question. Why is it that older people, let's say my feel, that you are not respecting them. Because I think that we're products of our upbringing. We're products of our outlook to life. So if I'm used to something and I consider something respectful, I will judge everyone based on that lens. Obviously, for me now, growing up, I don't think, because of how I grew up with the people older than me, I feel like they can demand certain things from me. But me moving forward, there are lots of people that, let's say younger than me, that I don't really care much for them to call me auntie or all of those things. But that's me. I don't care. So I would not demand that. But there are certain ways that I would somewhat ask for respect, or I wouldn't. It might not be in the conventional kneeling and all those things, but it might be for me. It might be like, oh, the way you're speaking to me that I consider disrespectful, and I would make that known. So yeah, that's my end of my points.
Yeah, no, I actually completely understand and agree with what you're saying, Dama, because I even think up until, because again, there are lots of things that are passed down, right? So part of this conversation is, and another part that I wanted us to explore is sort of which parts of this respect, because again, respect is a thing that, as much as it is earned, some of it is old, which is why when you said, yes, Shafi is old, I'm sort of, I side-eyed it, but there is some truth to that. So again, it's just, you are a name in your industry. You've put in the amount of years, you've put in the work, you're very talented. So just for the knowledge base alone, right? Think about a professor. There's a reason why you're a professor in whatever field that you're in. You've put in the work, you've put in the time. That comes with some sort of, with a level of respect. But again, I think about us and our generation, because yes, we are, you know, the 30s, we're doing progressive and the 40s and whatnot. But I feel like there's a lot of parts of our culture that needs to be scrutinized. Because when I ask the question of why is that, why do you even take that as disrespect when someone, because again, you know, as Yoruba people, things like you cannot give someone older than you something with your left hand. I'm like, what does that even, like, to the point that, and again, if you're not Nigerian and you're listening to this episode and you're probably just in shock and confused and saying, what does this even mean? But why is that something that is a sign of disrespect to hand something? Of course, I know there is some cultural context, but people always say I'm a Caucasian Yoruba. That's what some people say to me. But I don't see why both my hands are useful, right? So why is it a disrespectful thing? Diana, did you even know that this was a thing? Because again, Diana is not Yoruba, so she might not understand the...
Is there a curse following it? Because like, I don't understand.
What do you mean? I don't know exactly. I actually don't know either. So maybe Damola, since she's the most in tune with the culture, when out the three of us.
People just like things that are not necessary. And respect is one of them. Okay, maybe that's not the case. But it's not a big deal, to be fair. That's new. It's not a big deal. Please, if yeah, you want to they demand respect, better respect the people who demand respect from you. But I just don't think that it's something that should be looked at with so much scrutiny, or it's not something that anyone should carry on their head. Do you understand that if you don't respect me? And again, when we talk about like cultural awareness, it's always a thing of, oh, would I say the major tribes or the larger tribes always want to, I don't know, it's like it should be generally like accepted everywhere. But you haven't even gone everywhere and you don't know what is accepted. What if, for me, my culture is bad to call somebody else that's not your relation, whatever. It's bad to kneel to them. It's bad to even kind of like little courtesy to them. What if something happens to me when I do that? Like, is this something that you should consider? Or just because I haven't done that to you?
Okay, then. No, but again, that's why I think, in my opinion, I liken it to a when in Rome situation, right? So if you are within someone's context,
so are you saying are you saying that the bad thing that will happen to me if I'm within somebody's context, that bad thing will not happen to me?
And what's the bad thing that will happen to you in your superstitious culture?
That's what I'm saying. That
But let's be grateful.
What if something happens? What if my neck falls off? What if, you understand? What if my back? What if something happens?
Then please. But
I'm being ridiculous, but just like, what if? That's my thing. It's like, what if in my culture, I'm actually supposed to give everything to someone with my left hand? Would you now, do you understand? Like, it's, I don't know, people just carry these things that...
I do get you. But again, yeah, particularly in Nigeria, you know, there is a majority sort of decides what is the norm, right? So if you live in Lagos and you're around a lot of Yoruba people, like what Damola was saying about Princess, sorry Princess, we're shouting you out so much in this episode. If you live in Lagos, if you're a Lagos girl and a Lagos boy, whether or not you are Yoruba, first of all, aside from also picking up the language, you will pick up a lot on what the cultural norms and cues that are required by the majority. And I understand your point, Diana, about saying, yes, your culture might be different, but when you come into a majority state or a majority community, there is that pressure that you have to, you know, become one. Because again, nobody likes people that are different, sadly. As nice as it is to be the one to define the norm or say, yeah, in my culture, we don't do this, then, you know, in those situations, it's almost be like, yeah, go back to your state or go back to. But I completely understand your perspective. But yeah, guys, this was very, very interesting. And I do feel like there's much more that there's I would a like.
Lot, because I need to say something.
Yeah, Damola, please do.
So Shia was asking, like, are there certain areas that we should scrap? The whole left hand thing, I don't really agree with that one. I think that's because the thing is, I feel like they always say use your dominant hand to give people things. But I think that there's no room for people who their left hand is actually their dominant hand. So, and that's what right. they use for everything. Mm-hmm. So for me, that really does not make sense. It's not something that I feel we should carry on. And another thing that I think we should not carry on is the fact that you can look your... Like, if your elder is speaking to you, you can't look at them. You'd be, like, looking at the floor. I think that that allows people to be timid. That does not... It doesn't give room for people to be able to say what they think. And I feel like a lot of times as, let's say, Nigerians or maybe, let's say, Africans, we're kind of raised to not be able to question our elders, or so because we can't even look them in the eye, there's no way we can even question or talk back or actually think with our own minds. So I think that that's something we should just bin and throw out the window as well. The left hand thing, I know some people still insist on it. I've had like strangers in the market and be like, ah, how can you be using your left hand to give me? And I'll still use it, and I'll say, if you like, collect your money. If you like, don't collect. Because for me in that moment, it did not make sense.
Right.
To me, but obviously it's still a thing. So I feel like this is a really, really big conversation, to be honest. I'm really, really curious to see what other people think about it.
Absolutely, particularly, and thank you, Damola, for everything that you said, but especially particular people, because I'm always very curious to hear, and we already know Diana is always a it's never that deep to me, but I do feel like there are also parts of her culture that we may not even be aware of. So Diana, yes, maybe in another episode,
me too, I
would actually like to hear what
I'm probably not aware of.
You see, too, people, so. See? People see, this girl's just so serious. But for our listeners in general, and when you do listen to this episode, drop us comments, drop us like sort of any insights into what are the things in your culture that, in my opinion, are just seem absurd, right? Because I'm sure, again, if you are not Nigerian, or if you're even Nigerian and hearing that you cannot give someone with your left hand and that is considered disrespect, share some of those things with us. And also parts of your culture that you feel should be upheld in a sense, in terms of, you know, we don't want to lose all of the parts of our culture to the colonizers and westernization, like Damola said earlier.
And honestly, I think that for me, that's probably something that is very important to me. I think that it's almost like we were raised that everything that we do is bad. I know that there are certain things we do that is bad and very, you know, as clear as they, we should throw them out. But I think that's a lot of our culture, our tradition, we don't even know it because it's lost. And I'm not that person that'll say, oh my God, let's preserve everything. But I think it's important to know a bit, just to have kind of like a real sense of would I say identity, to say, okay, this is what I consider important, this is what I don't consider important, because it's only when you even know it that you can now say, okay, let's discard this, let's keep this. So I would say that hopefully we don't lose everything that makes us, would I say, Nigerian or African. I hope we don't lose everything. And that'll be my, would I say, parting comments for today.
Yes, great.
Can I make my parting comments?
Diana. Yes, it better be good. If you say something rubbish, we'll cut it out.
My parting comment is throw everything away. Throw it on.
I knew it. That's a please.
Fresh. Come on, people. You're supposed to be tired by now. Yeah, no.
Guys, we disagree with that.
Okay.
I 100% agree with Amola.
Yeah.
Think about the future generations and preserving our sense of identity. What is it that makes you you? You are a mixture of different sorts of DNAs, different cultures, and understanding.
No, sorry. Okay, if you're talking about me personally, I'm just like a mix of different things. That is a whole new person, a whole new culture, or lack of culture. Just a whole new something entirely. So, like, for me, it's really, like, I don't know, because I normally would say, whatever doesn't serve you, throw it away. And it would be, like, everybody has whatever serves them individually. Do you understand? So, that's another thing. But, please, yes.
Yeah, but we are part of a collective. So what is this, what serves you? There's still remember, again, we're a collective. As much as everyone is pro-individual, you have to remember that you have roots. You belong to something larger than yourself.
Okay. I belong to the body of Christ.
Yes. Exactly. And the body of Christ dictates that you act a certain way. So why are you not throwing? But yeah, guys, all jokes and seriousness aside, what I at least would like for us to do is, yes, maintain your sense of culture and, you know, your even own identity, but scrutinize the why. What I would actually really ask of anyone who is older listening to this episode is, don't be quick to sort of react with anger or react with criticism when a younger person, and of course, again, remember when we started this episode, we were talking about Ayra Starr and King Sunny Ade. But again, King Sunny Ade probably definitely didn't come out to say, oh, she did this and did that, because in his mind, he probably doesn't care deeply. But within the people that are closer to you, aunts, uncles, parents, I would implore you to, if a young person does something, they're probably not even aware that this is an expectation of them, because they've grown up in a different generation to what you guys grew up in. It could be you guys were not even allowed to ask, why is it that we are carrying on these beliefs and these traditions. So that's really what I want any older person. So if you share this with someone who is older than you, to sort of want them to see your perspective, my appeal to the older person is, help them to understand why this is important to you and be open-minded to also see why they may not for themselves see it as, you know, anything deep, like Diana would like to say. And on that note, we have come to the end of the episode.
Wait, let me do my, don't forget to follow us
on our social media.
In conclusion,
No,
is there, is this thing I watch? In conclusion, don't be like that woman that said Gen Z is after their lives. Please, don't be like that. Have you seen the video?
I have not. Damola, have you?
No, I haven't seen it.
Exactly. Only Diana has seen that video. But yes, follow us on our social media. Damola posted
it. More importantly, please rate the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, there is a rate icon. You can rate it. And also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please rate the podcast. It will help us to increase our visibility. And you can also follow us on Instagram. We are at @lifeuncharted_.
Yes, yes. And yes, thank you, Damola. And we will catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.